and I might, I fancied, have been of use to her in finding the person she wished to see. While I was looking about, Mr. Webb, the purser's clerk, who had received orders to go on shore in charge of a boat, came up and ordered me to call the crew away. A couple of midshipmen were going with him. This took up some time and prevented me from finding the young lady. Just then, as I went up to report the boat gone to Mr. Hollingbury, Mr. Williams, the carpenter, came up from the lower deck and requested that he would be pleased to order the ship to be righted, as she was heeling over more than she could bear. The lieutenant gave one of his usual short answers to the carpenter, who went below, looking as though he did not at all like it. He was back again, however, before I had left the deck, when he said in a short, quick way, as if there was not a moment to lose,
"If you please, sir, the ship is getting past her bearings. It is my duty to tell you she will no longer bear it." "If you think, sir, you can manage the ship better than I can, you had better take the command,"
answered Mr. Hollingbury in an angry tone, twitching his fingers and turning away. About this time, there was a good many men in the waist who heard what the carpenter had said and what answer the lieutenant gave. They all knew, as I did, that the ship must be in great danger, or the carpenter would not have spoken so sharply as he had.